This is called A Mystic.
Oh,
All right, that was the rest of Serious Guitar Time. Who knows, it could even be some later. First you heard Jeff Beck with Shapes of Things from Live at the Hollywood Bowl, and that was Steve Tyler from Aerosmith on vocals. Excuse me. Then you heard Jeff Healey with Put the Shoe on the Other Foot from Heal My Soul, his lost album of 12 unreleased tracks that he recorded in the late 90s, and it was released in 2016. That's an Albert Collins song, and interestingly, Philip Sace plays rhythm guitar on that track. Healey was a blind Canadian blues and jazz guitarist and vocalist. He began playing guitar at the age of 3 and played with the guitar lying flat on his lap. He was around a lot, especially in the 80s and 90s. The Jeff Healey Band also recorded the soundtrack for the movie Roadhouse and appeared in the movie as the house cover band. Sadly, Healey died of lung cancer in 2008 at the age of 41. The set ended with Philip Sace with a Mystic from his 2016 live album Scorched Earth Volume 1. That was my Rock Under the Radar top album for that year. Great album. Great guitarist, and live is like, whoa, I wish he'd play around here sometime. Love to see him. Sace is a guitarist, singer, and songwriter, born in Wales, grew up in Canada. Later moved to L.A., mostly playing blues, was in Jeff Healey's band, as you heard. Also played with Uncle Cracker and Melissa Etheridge. Appeared on some of their albums, has several of his own out. Now I have something new for you. I could still call it brand new. I've been playing it for several weeks on this show, but I mean, not that many people know it, I suppose, huh? It's a new band from Germany called Four Cool Cats. Bass player John Marcolongo is an American who lives in Germany, and I'd been playing another German band he was in here on the show, and he's no longer with them, and he started this new band, Four Cool Cats. They just released this single, Wish in My Brain, and here it is.
Yeah.
All right, let's see now. Who did we hear? We heard from Germany, Four Cool Cats with a single Wish in My Brain. After that, you heard The Record Company with Off the Ground, which was the first single from their 2016 debut album, Give It Back to You. Song reached number one on the Billboard Adult Alternative Songs chart, whatever that is, and the album was nominated for Grammy for Best Contemporary Blues Album. This power trio formed in L.A. in 2011. I have to catch up on these guys. I'm not that familiar with them. I remember seeing them on a late night show a few years ago and liking them, but I somehow never followed up on them. And they're going to be at the House of Blues on October 19th, The Record Company. And speaking of records, I capped the set off with Pearl Jam with Let the Records Play from their 2013 album Lightning Bolt. Pearl Jam will be playing at Fenway Park in Boston on Sunday and Tuesday nights next week. So that's pretty cool. Good gig there, huh? Let's see now. It's freeform time because I've gone through what I had set for a playlist, so it's going to be a kind of random thing. Some CDs I brought with me, some I just find here, and see how they sound, all right? I just found Johnny A. There's an album called Get Inside from 2004. And let's try this, The Wind Cries Mary.
Thank you. It really makes life a drag. I don't think that's right, no.
Oh, Chances all my life, busting up these love affairs just like shooting dice. I stayed the game, girl. That's what keeps me satisfied. And I can leave in the nick of time, just before the bullets fly.
Let's see now, what did we just hear? Like I said, this is kind of the random freeform segment of the show, which is fun. First, you heard Johnny A., local excellent guitarist there, with the Wind Cries Mary, quite a different take on that song from his album Get Inside. Then there was Black Country Communion with The Outsider from Black Country Communion 2. That's Joe Bonamassa on guitar, and then Jason Bonham on drums, Derek Sherinian on keyboards, and who am I missing? Glenn Hughes on bass and vocals. I was reading something. Jason Bonham was saying he thinks Black Country Communion may get together and make another album. That'd be cool if they do. I hope so. Great band. And then after that was Led Zeppelin with Since I've Been Loving You from BBC Sessions. And then Coco Montoya with Before the Bullets Fly from Hard Truth. He's another excellent guitarist, and he used to play with John Mayall's Blues Breakers back, it's the 80s maybe? I forget, I think the 80s, around the same time Walter Trout played with them too. And I saw the Blues Breakers about four times back then, and I have to wonder if I ever saw them with them. It's possible, I don't know.
It is
a possibility, yes. Let's see what I'm gonna play. Oh, there's a good one there. All right. Anyone want more? Can you handle more serious guitar? I hope so, because I think I get something for you right now. Let's see.
Thank you. Thinking of taking up a new sport? It's a step in the right direction. But before you hit the playing field, be sure to exercise a little common sense. Take bullfighting, for instance. One misstep there, and chances are, it might just leave a mark. Fortunately, for the less dramatic sports, there are plenty of things you can do to lessen your chance of being injured. For instance, don't be just a weekend warrior. In addition to playing your sport, make sure you include a simple exercise program during the rest of the week. Stretching for flexibility, resistance training for strength, and cardio sessions for endurance. For more specific tips on preventing sports injuries, visit AAOS.org. That's AAOS.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who remind you to get up, get out, and get moving. Or for you matadors out there, keep your eye
okay, before that PSA, you heard a little bonus serious guitar. That was Funkadelic with Maggot Brain, 1971. That was George Clinton's band, like Parliament Funkadelic, and the guitar, the serious guitarist there was Eddie Hazel. Love that song. I remember hearing it back then. It's like, wow, great serious guitar. Now I'm going to take a little bit of a risk. I'm going to play something I know nothing about, a band I've never heard before, don't know what their music's like, I just love the name of the band. This band is called Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. I just get the biggest kick out of that name. I've seen that name before, know nothing about them. Found an album here called Pizzazz. So I'm going to play something from it. I'm taking a risk here. I don't know what it's going to sound like. But in any case, here is Pigeons Playing Ping Pong with Fun in Funk from the album Pizzazz.
Back of a